And at this time, we bring in U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Good morning, Senator.
Morning, Bob. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Hopefully you are as well. Good morning to you.
Thanks.
All right. Big day ahead of you. Possible impeachment. Are we looking at a trial here? What are we looking at?
Well, unfortunately, right now, Leader Schumer is saying there he's going to either move to dismiss or just simply table it. In other words, hear no evidence whatsoever from the House managers. Yesterday, the articles of impeachment were delivered to us, and the articles were read before the all 100 senators, and I think the case is quite compelling. I had not read the articles before they were read to us. I was able to read along, and they make a very compelling case about the willful actions taken by Secretary Mayorkas to not faithfully execute the laws. You know, they laid out the laws that there's no wiggle room. You know, under circumstances, this illegal immigrant shall be detained. Not, maybe if you think it's okay. And instead, what this administration, what this secretary has done is just opened up the floodgates, opened up the our borders, and you know. The result is we have more than 6 million people that have come to this country and have stayed, which is a number larger than the population of 31 states, Bob. That's the magnitude of this problem, which, unfortunately, most of the mainstream media has largely ignored until Mayor Adams and Mayor Johnston from New York and Chicago started screaming about the small percentage of illegal immigrants that are in their cities, how it's overwhelming their sanctuary cities and can destroy them. So the story has not been covered the way it should have been covered. And as a result, Americans aren't fully informed. And that's the whole purpose of the impeachment and a trial in the Senate, is to more fully inform the American public on this catastrophe caused by President Biden and his Democrat colleagues in Congress, their open border policies. They want an open border. They caused this problem. It didn't just happen.
So what exactly is going to happen in the Senate today then?
I can't completely predict. My guess is they will move to either dismiss it or table it. We will raise points of order. We'll probably lose those on votes. And in the end, it seems like all the Democrat senators will, in a highly partisan fashion, vote to just ignore what's happening on the southwest border, which is what they've been doing for the 3 years of the Biden administration. They just simply ignored it. They pretended it's not happening. Look for political cover when they need it, but they've done nothing to actually secure the border.
All right. So when Trump was president, what were we talking about? 5,000 people a day?
That was the absolute peak. For 1 month, he had about 4,800 people per day on average. But that peak ramped up very quickly. He addressed it very quickly. And, with the threats of terrorists together with the Remain in Mexico policy, together with third safe country agreements in Central America, within 12 months, he had that number down to a little over 500 a day, which was really pretty much a record low in recent history. Then at about the same time COVID hit, he was also able to, on top of that, add the expulsions under Title 42. So even the ones that were being encountered, they were being expelled right away. So the number of people coming to this country, illegal immigrants, was a mere trickle. We pretty well had the border secure until President Biden came into office and opened it up. And now we see the results. They're disastrous, and the repercussions of his open border policy will be felt in America, throughout America, for years, if not decades.
So what is the exact number that we're at now? Well, not the exact number, but yeah.
Unfortunately, this administration is not very forthright with the actual numbers. So you have to kind of cobble things together. Best I can tell, and of course I used to be chairman of Homeland Security, so I've got reasonably good connections inside Border Patrol and that type of thing. It's definitely over 6 million people that have come in and have been allowed to stay. You know, we've encountered, 8, 9, 10 million people. But some of them have been expelled under Title 42 and for other reasons. But again, over 6 million people. Of that number, it's about 2 million what they call gotaways, both known and unknown. But the known gotaways, we don't know who they are. We just detected them coming in. the unknown gotaways is just sort of an estimate of, you know, people we don't detect, and but we know that there are plenty of people come across the border undetected.
What about the known criminals? Have we done anything with them?
We released them into the country. That's what's so absurd about this. You know, we've had people, you know, hundreds of people from the terror watch list. Again, we don't know the dispositions of all these people, but we certainly have been tracking these, you know, almost weekly horrific crimes committed by these illegal migrants. You know, Lake and Riley is one of the more famous ones, but almost every week we hear a new horrific crime. So there's no doubt about it. Venezuela's crime rate is way down because they've emptied their jails and their mental institutions and sent those individuals to America for us to deal with. And that's probably true of other countries as well. So, you know, we're not getting the best from these countries. In many cases, we're getting the absolute dregs of their society, and we're going to have to deal with it. It's going to be devastating to us.
Okay. Let's move on to a couple of other things. You have a House Speaker that's embattled at this time. Should they keep Johnson as the House Speaker?
Well, on a personal level, I really like Mike Johnson, the Speaker. I think he's a person of faith. I think he's a genuinely conservative, just a good person. He's got an enormously difficult task, a razor-thin majority. He can't satisfy the broad spectrum of people in his conference. I see no good coming of vacating the Speaker again. It doesn't sound like they're going to actually do that. They're going to pressure him into resigning and try and find a new Speaker, but we saw how difficult it was for the conference to come together and elect Mike Johnson as a Speaker. So I've got a great deal of sympathy for him. Again, don't always agree with the decisions he's made. I know a lot of people in this conference haven't agreed with him, but I just have a great deal of sympathy for the difficult nature of his task.
How do you feel about the way he's handled this impeachment issue?
Well, I appreciate the fact when he found out that the Senate doesn't generally work on Friday, he was going to deliver him last week Wednesday, which would have allowed Chuck Schumer to snuff this thing out as everybody's trying to get out of town on a flight. He delayed that to deliver them yesterday. And so now we have Wednesday and Thursday to try and highlight this catastrophe on the southwest border for the American public. So I'm hoping that Senator Schumer gives us the time to lay out that case. I mean, ideally, he would actually fulfill his constitutional duty and hold a trial, whether it's on the floor of the Senate or in a special committee, which would, you know, would also be appropriate. It's not the impeachment of a president. This is of a lower officer. So I wouldn't object to holding a trial in a select committee. But he's not even willing to do that because Democrats don't want the American people to understand the catastrophe that is their open border policy.
Senator, if you would, could you give us an update on the situation with Israel and the Ukraine?
Well, Israel, again, it's just bizarre. The attack launched by Iran, the notice they gave to Western countries so we can knock them out of the sky, and when we did that successfully, the Biden administration said, okay, well, Israel, don't do anything. You know, no harm, no foul. Again, I just can't even get my head around that. It's just so bizarre. The coddling of Iran by both the Obama and now the Biden administration is what has emboldened Iran to be so aggressive. You know, the weakness that Biden is causing in America and signaling the rest of the world certainly encouraged Vladimir Putin to, or enticed him to act when he could to invade Ukraine. What I keep pointing out about Ukraine, as sympathetic as I am with the Ukrainian people, is, you know, Russia's not going to lose that war. They have four times population, a much larger military industrial base. They can produce 4.5 million of the 155 million shells that they're using. The West can collectively produce about a million. And we do that at about 10 times the cost of what Russia is producing them for. So it's just a mismatch. And the average age of Ukrainian soldiers is 43 years. So we need to come to the reality that the only way this bloody stalemate ends is with a negotiated settlement. And if you're really concerned about the Ukrainian people, you wouldn't keep using them in a proxy war against Russia and watch them die and their country be further destroyed. So I'm not going to like the settlement. I think Vladimir Putin's an evil war criminal, but eventually have to recognize reality and do everything he can to just bring this bloody stalemate to an end.
Senator Johnson, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
That is U.S. Senator Ron Johnson joining us this morning here on The Morning Wake.